With an update of local and regional news from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, good morning, Phil Latzman.
Good morning, Wanda. The University of Miami was part of a crucial day for former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. It was the second stop following the Hurricane Sandy campaign hiatus. The former governor spent Wednesday traveling Florida with a who's who of Florida Republicans, including Senator Marco Rubio and former Governor Jeb Bush. Our reporter Kenny Malone was on hand at the Bank Atlantic Center in Coral Gables to hear Romney's attempt to pivot.
In a state uniquely associated with hurricanes, at a university nicknamed the Hurricanes, former Governor Mitt Romney dealt with the hurricane in the room. How will he switch from a sensitive public figure dealing with Hurricane Sandy back to stump speeches and political barbs?
We come together in times of trial, and this is one of those times.
Romney opened with the hurricane and tiptoed around the issue of federal relief during times of disaster. He never once mentioned FEMA and instead encouraged people to give what they could to the Red Cross or the Salvation Army.
Do your very best in your prayers and your thoughts and with your funds if you can.
And then the political pivot.
And in 6 days, there's some other things I'd like you to do.
With that, the Romney campaign was back on the trail, extolling the virtues of small business, energy independence, and bold action against Iran. Romney spoke for more than 20 minutes to a crowd of a few thousand, a crowd that included Onyx De La Fe, a small business owner from Southwest Ranches, who was pleased with how Romney handled the transition back to politics.
He asked for donations, prayers, but at the same time, the same thing that Obama's doing, he's trying to rally. This is what he's here for.
Well, look, there's a bigger picture.
This is Gustavo De La Fe, a recent college graduate and Onyx's son.
I think the message that Romney was trying to promote was that of a free society, that we do have the ability and we do have the heart of American people to be able to use our own dollars to give to those less fortunate.
Perhaps the first sign of recovery after Superstorm Sandy is when the politicians get back to politics as usual. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.
And while the Northeast is getting much of the attention from the national and international media, Hurricane Sandy has also left a path of destruction in Cuba and Haiti. The storm is responsible for the deaths of at least 11 Cubans, and more than 100,000 homes were damaged in the eastern province of Santiago de Cuba. In still earthquake rebuilding Haiti, the impacts were far worse. At least 54 people are dead there. Several others are missing. At least 200,000 more left homeless. That's on top of an estimated 350,000 still homeless as a result of the 2010 earthquake. Miami Herald Caribbean Affairs correspondent Jacqueline Charles says Haiti remains in perpetual crisis mode.
What this storm shows and continues to emphasize is the vulnerability of the country. I mean, it is disaster prone. You had a storm that did not make a direct hit on the country, but 4 days of rain has left scores of people dead and hundreds of thousands homeless. I think that once again, it reinforces the fact that you can't just focus on the capital, but in building Haiti, you need to look at the entire country.
Charles says the country also suffered major crop damage due to Sandy and now faces an increased risk of cholera. An estimated 500,000 people have already been affected by the cholera epidemic in Haiti. From the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.